For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This week in drug war history, March 6, 1907, Governor James Gillette signs the Poison Act amendments launching California's war on drugs. March 6, 2001, the Weekly Standard quotes U.S. drug czar John Walters as saying, "What really drives the battle against law enforcement and punishment, however, is not the commitment to treatment, but the widely held view that, one, we are imprisoning too many people for merely possessing illegal drugs, two, drug and other criminal offenses are too long and harsh, and three, the criminal justice system is unjustly punishing young black men. These are among the great urban myths of our time." March 8, 1973, the U.S. Coast Guard conducts its first Coast Guard-controlled seizure when the Dauntless boards a 38-foot sport fisherman boat, the Big L, and arrests its master and crew with more than a ton of marijuana on board. March 9, 1982, the largest cocaine seizure ever to date raises U.S. awareness of the Medellin cartel. The seizure of 3,906 pounds of cocaine is valued at over $100 million wholesale. March 9, 2001, William J. Allegro, 32, of Bradley Beach, New Jersey, is sentenced to 50 years in prison for growing marijuana in his home. This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
The right message, but the wrong messenger. The Drug Czar's Office unveiled new advertisements this week. These are directed at parents, urging them to be responsible and take an active role in their children's lives. The ads are really quite good. The messages are right on target and should be heeded. I'll say it again. The Drug Czar's new ads are on target and should be heeded. Parents should be responsible and concerned and should take an active role in their children's lives. The Drug Czar's office has been trying for years through its ad campaign to reach parents. So far, there's no evidence that any of their ads have had a positive effect. Parents surveyed say the ads work, that after viewing ONDCP's ads, they have been more likely to engage in positive parenting behaviors. But surveys of young people prove that parents tend to overrate their performance. That is, they don't actually engage in the behaviors they claim to at the rate they claim. Yet, at least parents understand that they should do better. Perhaps the problem is that the current administration has very little credibility on issues of personal responsibility. That's why it's important for reformers to join in encouraging and supporting parents and their children in living healthily. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
A quick reminder to the listeners, you can hear more than 100 programs from judges, congressmen, scientists, doctors, lawyers, etc. by visiting our website, DrugTruth.net. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.